In Northwest news from KPLU, comedian Mike Birbiglia will be in Seattle tonight for screenings of his new film, Don't Think Twice, at SIFF Cinema Uptown. Birbiglia wrote, directed, and stars in the movie that focuses on six friends who are part of an improv group called The Commune. His name might be familiar because of his contributions to public radio shows, such as This American Life. KPLU's Ariel Van Cleve spoke with the comedian about the new film and why he gravitates toward storytelling.
Why exactly did you decide to use an improv group to tell the story in this movie?
It's sort of my first love, you know, artistically. Like, when I was a freshman in college, I was cast in my improv group, and I was 18. You know, like, it was one of those things where you learn these principles of, you know, say yes, and it's all about the group, and don't think. You learn that when you're 18, and it really sticks with you forever, and you don't even know.
Hi, great. Hi. Okay, so as you can see, we have, there's two bedrooms.
Lovely.
Here is the kitchen.
Nice.
There's a beautiful bathroom.
Is that a toilet?
Yes, that is. The toilet is in the kitchen.
And yes. Who are they?
They are... they are orphans. They are orphans.
Did you say orphans?
Yes, the apartment comes with orphans.
Oh.
Yes.
Does the landlord mind if I paint?
Well, you can't paint the orphans, no.
You've done stand-up, you've written screenplays for yourself where you're the character, you're the main focus. And what was it like as you're trying to figure out, okay, how do I define these characters in Don't Think Twice? How do I make them into something and, you know, different enough so they can play off each other?
Ira Glass is one of our producers, and that was one of his biggest contributions to the film. He was really urging me early on to just differentiate the characters. Because, a lot, you know, it's hard because in improv it's all about agreement and saying yes and building on what other people are saying. And drama is all about conflict.
You mentioned Ira Glass, and you are known among public radio audiences because you've worked so much with shows, you know, like This American Life, and that ties into the career path that you chose. Usually it's like, I'm a stand-up, I'm going to do some improv, I'm going to get a sitcom, I'll do some movies, but you're like, I'm going to do stand-up and improv, and I'm going to contribute stories to public radio, you're going to make independent movies. So why has that been more appealing to you than maybe what other folks might do in your similar position?
You know, that's one of the things Ira and I think have in common, is I think we're obsessed with making things that we're proud of, and we're not as obsessed with mainstream success and being extremely wealthy. I mean, I think one of the things that reasons I never moved to Hollywood is there's this sense where people go to Hollywood because they're great artists, and they never got into it to get rich. And then they get to Hollywood and they look around and they're like, well, that person's getting rich, I should get rich too. And then I think that the art suffers sometimes. Not always, but sometimes. And I just kind of, I feel like I've tried to duck that. Because I feel like I have a relationship with my audience that when I make something and I ask them on Twitter or Facebook to go see it opening weekend, like I'm asking the people of Seattle, please. It's got to be good.
Your style and your humor, it focuses pretty heavily on storytelling, and you're a big fan of telling ridiculous stories about yourself. So I'm wondering, have you always been self-deprecating and willing to make yourself part of the joke?
I think it's a gift from my mom, in the sense that my mom was always willing to be the joke, you know, herself. Like, I think a lot of it is, a lot of comedy is like understanding what is funny about you and kind of sad about you, and being open about letting people laugh at that.
I've reached this point in my life, I don't really look in the mirror before I leave my apartment. I glance at it to make sure I'm not bleeding. You know what I mean? But I don't stare at the mirror. If I stare at the mirror, I get angry. Like, I feel like I'm complaining about a bad call a ref just made. I'm like, come on! You're blind if you're leaving the house like that! And the ref is God, and the competing teams are my gut and my receding hairline. And it's a close game, because my gut is large, and my hairline is fast, and I'm all riled up. I'm about to charge the field, and the guy comes by with fried dough.
Okay, so if you're willing to tell these self-deprecating stories about yourself, Now I'm kind of curious, is it natural for you to be the storyteller, like even when you were a kid?
I won the funniest person on campus contest when I was in college. I got a job working at the door of the Washington, D.C. Improv Comedy Club. And so I started opening for other comics, and it was, you know, short-form jokes and things like that. And then I moved to New York, and I, you know, along the way, I started telling stories at events like The Moth, and I started to realize that maybe this is what I'm better at. Like, I started to feel a connection with the audience that was beyond just laughter. It was sort of like this empathetic sort of, like, people, you know, that special feeling you have at a live show sometimes where you're like, we're all here together at the same time. I like long-form stories because when I go to the movies, I like to laugh and cry and experience the range of emotions and then go home and talk about it with my wife for 3 years, you know? And so I'm hoping to do that for other people.
That was comedian Mike Birbiglia talking with KPLU's Ariel Van Cleve.